At 7:06 here this morning, we have partly cloudy skies, a lot of sunshine coming out here in the Nishna Valley, and 76 degrees your current temperature. We look for a high temperature today near 88. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with the check of the latest in news here on KJN. And the news here this morning is being brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In an update to our reports on Sunday, the Iowa State Patrol says four people were hurt during a crash scene that spanned nearly one half of a mile late Saturday night in Shelby County. The patrol says a 1996 GMC Sierra pickup driven by 27-year-old Joshua Edgecombe of Harlan was traveling north on Highway 59 at around 10:50 p.m. when the pickup crossed the center line of the road south of 800 Street and entered the southbound lane. The pickup struck three other vehicles, including a 1999 Ford F-350 pickup driven by 44-year-old Troy Fudge of Corning, a 2009 Buick Enclave driven by 35-year-old Rochelle Brown of Omaha, and a 2013 Ford pickup driven by 44-year-old Scott Brown, also of Omaha. The GMC then came to rest in the west ditch off of Highway 59. Edgecombe and his passengers, 51-year-old Timmy Edgecombe of Harlan, Rochelle Brown and 14-year-old Dakota Holderness of Council Bluffs were injured in the crash. And Timmy Edgecombe, who was not wearing a seatbelt, and Joshua Edgecombe were flown from the scene by LifeNet helicopter to UNMC in Omaha. Brown and Holderness were transported to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. The patrol says that Joshua Edgecombe is under investigation for OWI. KJN News Time is 7:08.
As we prepare to celebrate the anniversary of our nation's Declaration of Independence, we'd like to announce our Declaration of Independent Pharmacists. This is Josh, pharmacist at Rex Pharmacy. As your local independent pharmacy, we know your face, your name, and your history. That's why we're able to give you the personal service that makes all the difference, because we know you. Health Mart is the national name that carries the flag for independent pharmacists everywhere, a flag that we and all of our patients can rally behind. They have helped us as we strive to bring you new and innovative approaches to pharmacy care, because we believe that pharmacy is more than dispensing pills. We believe that pharmacy should be a key participant in your health by providing support, solutions, and information on managing your medications and your health. In fact, as your local Health Mart pharmacy, everything we do and every decision we make is driven by the effect on wellness in our community. This is our why.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
In other news, one person was injured Sunday morning when a vehicle struck an ATV west of Cumberland. According to dispatch reports, the accident happened around 9:20 a.m. near 650th and Quincy Road. A 59-year-old male was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital suffering from side pain and an abrasion to his head. No other details are currently available. Atlantic Police, Medevac Ambulance, and Atlantic Fire and Rescue were called to the scene of a single vehicle accident at 11:24 a.m. on Saturday. The crash involved a 2016 Ford Fusion that struck an AMU power pole in the 1200 block of Chestnut Street. Atlantic Police Officer Devin Hogue said the car, driven by Doug Howard of Atlantic, was northbound on Chestnut when, according to Howard, he reached down to change the radio and lost control of the car. The vehicle hit a curb and then the power pole, snapping it off at the base. The car continued north on Chestnut for about a half a block before coming to rest in the middle of the road. The vehicle sustained heavy damage to the left front quarter panel and wheel well. Howard refused medical treatment and was transported to the Cass County Sheriff's Office, where he was subsequently charged with OWI third offense. Iowa State Patrol assisted at the scene. A crew from AMU removed and replaced the damaged pole. A call with regard to a beer party involving persons under the legal age resulted in the arrest of 10 people late Saturday night in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office said those taken into custody at around midnight for minor in possession of alcohol include 16-year-old Joseph Michael Hasty of Council Bluffs, 18-year-old Spencer Douglas Calkins of Corning, 19-year-olds Cesar Alejandro Cepeda of Shenandoah, Isaac Burt Huber of Omaha, Jared James Kubley of Villisca, Jacob Lee Maddox of Sydney, and 20-year-olds Caleb Deal Count of Shenandoah, Lincoln James Gilchrist Mason of Shenandoah, Chase Paul Palmer of Elliott, and Josie Blue Peterson of Red Oak. Each of those individuals were transported to Montgomery County Corrections, booked in, and later released on a citation. An investigation into the party is ongoing. Authorities say additional charges may be filed, and Red Oak Police assisted in handling that incident. And a Red Oak man was arrested Sunday and by Montgomery County Sheriff's Office deputies for permitting under 18 years of age individuals to consume or possess on his property. At 7:30 p.m. Sunday, deputies arrested 47-year-old Ronald Benjamin Updegrove II. He was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and later released on citation. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report a Guthrie County man was arrested early Sunday morning on a warrant out of Audubon County for a probation violation. 41-year-old David Elliott of Bayard was taken into custody at 2:40 a.m. following a traffic stop near the intersection of Highway 34 and Willow Avenue in Adams County. Elliott was brought to the Adams County Jail and held pending transfer to Audubon County. A trio of area school districts will hold their regular separate monthly school board meetings here today. The Grizzled School Board will gather in the central office at the middle school high school building for their session beginning at 5:30 p.m. On their agenda is action on fuel and tech support bids, the naming of a level 1 and 2 child abuse investigator, hours for the transportation in-district director, a non-certified staff bargaining agreement for 2016-17, an operational sharing agreement with the Lenox School District, and registration fees for 2016-17. In Audubon, the Audubon School Board will meet at 7 p.m. in their boardroom at the high school. Action items on their agenda include approving a retaining wall bid, establishing a notice for the proposed sale of surplus property, the final reading of board policies pertaining to online fundraising campaigns, and unmanned aircraft. They'll also discuss and possibly act on a proposed policy change permitting or pertaining to substitute teachers, followed by the setting of substitute teacher pay for 2017. In Elkhorn, the Exira EHK School Board will meet in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building beginning at 7 p.m. The board will act on approving a contract with Frederick Griffin, high school science teacher. They'll also discuss and or act on the Exira Elementary School land, approval of a new press box for the Exira football field, approval of concrete and drainage around the weight room and press box, and the possible sharing of a technology director. And two Nebraska residents have been arrested in Iowa, accused of taking three stolen vehicles on a camping trip. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil reports 35-year-old Mark Burlett of Omaha and 26-year-old Brooke Vincati of La Vista were arrested around 4:15 Wednesday at Hitchcock Nature Center in Honey Creek. Burlett is charged with theft and the second offense of operating while intoxicated. Vincati is charged with theft, possession of illegal prescription pills, and drug paraphernalia. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies say they found a sport utility vehicle, a pickup, and a travel trailer, all of which had been reported stolen at the pair's campsite. Both remained at the Pottawatomie County Jail on Saturday. That's a look at the latest news. We'll check funeral announcements next. KJAN News Time 7:14.